欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们来分享一篇英语美文 Enlarge your advantage 就是放大你的优点放大你的优势中国有句古话叫做天生我材必有用这句话是不分阶级不分年龄不分地域不分性别的人人都是平等的每个人都有自己的用处和价值因为我们每个人都有自己的优点和缺点呀当你不断放大自己优点的时候看似微弱的优点就会逐渐变成你的优势今天分享的这个故事呢是著名的法国作家大仲马的亲身经历他曾经为了生计东奔西走然后呢通过他父亲的朋友呢帮他去介绍工作结果经过一番询问之后呢他父亲的朋友发现他不懂数学不懂地理不懂法律感觉什么都不懂但大仲马最后的一个举动呢让他父亲的朋友感觉非常非常的吃惊那究竟是什么改变了大仲马的命运呢我们来听一下这个故事 Enlarge your advantage A young man out of the elbows wandered to Paris, expecting that his father's friend found a business for a living. Are you expert in mathematics? His father's friend asked him. The young man shook his head. How's your history and geography? The young man shook his head again. How about your law? The young man lowered his head awkwardly. His father's friend asked in succession, but the young man could only shake his head and told him,He himself couldn't find out any advantages. Then write down your address first. The young man wrote down his address and turned to leave, but he was grabbed by his father's friend. Your name is written very beautifully, which is your advantage. You shouldn't satisfy with finding a job for a living. Years later, the young man wrote a classic work that won the world fame. He was Alexandre Dumas,a famous French writer of 18th century. There are many ordinary people in the world who all have many small advantages, but they are neglected because of their self-abasement. In fact, there abounds a gold mine in every ordinary life. If you're willing to dig, you'll dig out treasures that will surprise yourself.